אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח,
we are reading
שער הכוונות לפסח, עמוד
480, commentary number 3, the exodus from Egypt and Passover. So again, the Gate of Intentions for Passover, commentary number 3, the Exodus from Egypt and Passover. The study material is on Sviva Tova and the Erevut. In the exile in Egypt, external ones are gripping to holiness until Zeranpin returned to the bad degree, three within three. And the will of the Creator came to bring Zeranpin out through birth from its mother's womb and make it grow to the complete gadlut, adulthood. By this, the grip of the external ones would be revoked because of his current illuminations. But it did not. It was not enough in what he grew in the first Gadlut, which is the rest of the good days. Where the ascent of Zon is only for Tvuna, because there Ekye is filled with Yuds in Bina, and Havaya of Sag in Tvuna. Therefore, good days in Gematria is 73, Havaya of Sag with 10 letters. This is done by itself. But afterwards, through our prayers, we rise to the upper Chochma and Bina. But on Passover night, Zeranpin grows even to the second Gadlut, which is upper Chochma and Bina, and not more. However, the night of Passover is greater than the night of Shabbat, Sabbath. Because on the night of Shabbat, Zeranpin rises to the first Gadlut, the 30 surrounding lights of Tzelem, and even the surrounding of the Mem of Tzelem does not exist on the night of Shabbat, but on the night of Passover. In his second Gadlut, he's got upper Chochma and Bina. The merit of the of Passover night over the rest of the good days and the Shabbat, Sabbaths, in which Zeranpin rises degree by degree in each prayer. But on Passover night, Zeranpin rises all the degrees at once, up to the second Gadlut. The merit of Shabbat over Passover night is that on Shabbat, at the Mincha prayer, it rises up to Dikna of Arichanpin. On Passover night, it rises up to upper Chochma and Bina, so that the external ones will be cancelled from gripping it as it grows at once. The purpose of all the degrees of growing and ascending. In the Exodus from Egypt, Zeranpin grows to the complete growth in degree at once, until it grows up to Chagat of Abba Ve'ima, which are upper Chochma and Bina. There, in Chagat, is the place of the Dadim, the others. The first Gadlut of Nehi, and the second Gadlut of Chagat.
Gadlut Bet, hem shlosha.
Second Gadlut are three names, Achdatam, in Chagat. Each one in Gematria is 74. The place of the three names, Achdatam, in Chagat, is the place of the udders and the breasts. Or it can be interpreted, and Tarbe, corresponding to the first Katnut, because in the beginning, in the Ibu, in the impregnation, it was three included in three. And now in the first katnut, which is the time of suckling, all the vak were revealed in it. And grow corresponding to the first gadlut, and come with decorations is the second katnut, which is the name Achdatam. Breasts were established corresponding to Chagat, the second gadlut.
Milat Pesach, Tvuna hi Nehi Deim.
The word Passover, Pesach, Tvuna is Nehi of Ima. Bina is Chagat. The Rosh of Tvuna is at the Siyum of Nehi of Bina. And they are incorporated together in one Patsuf called Ima. Called Bina, Chagat of Ima. The beginning of the place of the second Gadlut of Zoranpin, which is added now on Passover night. Conversely, on the rest of the nights of the good days in the Shabbats, it is in the place of Peh of Tvuna in her gal. The word Pesach, Passover, means Pesach, speaking mouth, because there is the Peh, the mouth of Tvuna. This is why we should speak extensively of the story of the Exodus from Egypt. We say a complete Hallel praise on Passover night, because the Mochin, up to the complete Gadlut, second Gadlut of Zoranpin, which enter into it on Passover night, and they exist in it all night and all through the first day of Passover. This is why we say complete Hallel praise on the first day of Passover.
Hallel, bishar leilei yom tov.
Hallel, the praise on the rest of the good nights, good days, is not complete. Afterwards, they depart completely as in the beginning, and afterwards they enter the degrees again, from the second day of Passover until the 50th day of the Omer count, the holiday or festival of Shavuot. The Feast of Weeks. For this reason, on the rest of the days of Passover, we do not say a complete Hallel praise, because of the grip of the external ones in Zoranpin is in their full strength. Because of it, he had to grow at once for all the degrees of its growth, so the external ones would be cancelled. After it was cancelled, the matter was brought back to its nature, to grow in the order of its growth, degree by degree.
Belel Pesach, Zivug Elyon,
Passover night is the upper coupling from the side, from the upper side, and not from the side, from our side. On the rest of the good days, the Mochin enter according to the order of degrees. This is why the upper coupling is done through our prayers and actions. But on Passover night, Zoranpin grew not in a natural way, because we didn't have the ability through our prayers to make it grow at once to the complete growth, except by the mercy of the emanator who made the great miracle, not in the natural way, but by itself. The prohibition on making a coupling on Passover night. Conversely, on the rest of the good days, it is a commandment, because through the lower one, the upper coupling is done. But on Passover night, there is no coupling of the upper one. The Omer count, counting seven clean days, so that the woman would be purified, the upper woman purified for her husband on the Feast of Weeks. But because there was an upper coupling on Passover night, it exits the filth of impurity of the exile in Egypt and was purified for her husband and made a coupling with him. So how does she return after that coupling to count clean days? But that impurity is extended from the 5 days of impurity which she received in the exile in Egypt, from the clothing of Gvurot, from the extract that remains from the dross, from her dross. Therefore, she has to be purified from those impure bloods, because then the externality were gripping her as well. And on Passover night, Zeranpin grew all of that growing at one moment, and those bloods stopped, and the grip of the external ones on Zeranpin and Nukva stopped. This is why she was purified and did not have to count 7 clean days, because she was purified momentarily, not in the natural way. But after the first day of Passover, the Mochin departed, and the external ones gripped to the bloods once more, but not complete grip as in the beginning. And according to the entry of the Mochin on the order of degrees, so is the order of the canceling of the grip of the external ones during the rest of the days of the Omer count, which is the counting of the 7 clean days. And then she's purified from her impurity, and she completes her purification on the Feast of Weeks, and then she copulates with him once more. But how are the rest of the good days called good days, the days of Passover called good days, while she still has not been purified from her impurity until the Feast of Weeks, and also the Shabbats and the beginning of months between Passover and the assembly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain what these commentaries are? What is a commentary? The drush. What is he trying to tell us here?
The Ari wrote this.
I understand. I'm asking, what is it? Ari wrote these commentaries. So, what are these?
For us to understand better what's going on.
Better understand what's going on in what sense, because he connects here between the reality or our festivals and this world and the worlds and
no, it's not about our holidays or anything, just the changes that are in the upper system. Yeah, so we are learning how this can be connected to us or not connected to us, in which way.
So he's speaking about a good day, some operation in the upper world?
Okay. Of course it's not according to your calendar.
Okay, and what I, as a student, am supposed to get out of these commentaries other than just listening to them and relating to them, like to the Zohar or the study of the Ten Sefirot, where I don't understand anything?
What do you mean, Zohar Ta'as, nothing? These are books that were given to you so you can eventually identify with them. With what's written in them. That you can connect to them, that you can build your internality according to these books.
The act of building my internality according to these books, beyond listening and maybe wanting to feel, what more can I do?
Ten, all kinds of things. What we're doing.
How is the ten connected to the third commentary we just read?
Okay. Without the ten, you can't attain this.
Okay, so I'm saying that we're talking about the intention during the study.
Yeah.
So the intention during the study, which we say builds me from within, what does it build?
It helps you attain these degrees in practice.
How does a person change within when he studies these things?
he becomes the degrees themselves.
In other words,
our learning in the end will build within us the worlds we read about?
Of course, he will reveal them.
In other words, they are there already, except I don't...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No.
אנחנו, בעל סולם אומר שכשלומדים
that when we learn and hear these names of the upper system, we draw on ourselves surrounding light that brings us to the goal.
Yeah.
When we really want to understand what is written, these operations we just learned, did it happen? Is it happening all the time? Is there some sort of a cycle like in our world?
No, it doesn't revolve around like that, like a carousel. And you jump on it and keep going with it. But every person has an opportunity to draw these lights, these actions, to participate in them, and in this way ascend on the whole ladder.
Is our goal eventually to attain it and feel it, these operations, each one according to the root of his soul?
Yeah.
And he says that Passover night is basically above nature, as much as I understood from what we read, and it doesn't depend on our prayers, it's just something the upper one does at once, and that's it. This I didn't understand.
Me neither. We have to want to understand this more and more, and at one time, eventually, we will attain.
Thank you.
That's it. Well, let's keep going. That's it already?
I thought maybe we could ask the world Kli.
Do we have anything to tell about?
We're going into Passover. This coming Monday, we will have the holiday meal, the Passover night. And from that day on, maybe we'll just go over the schedule if we can. Alan is here. Okay, he's downstairs. Okay, so wait a minute. I'll open it up. This coming Monday, we're officially getting into Passover. We will have a noon lesson from 12 to 1, and after that we will have a meal from 3 to 4:30, a festive meal. The next day, Tuesday, we will have a festive lesson, but it'll begin later. It'll begin at 5 a.m. It'll be from 5 to 5:30 the preparation, and then 5:30 to 8 the lesson. Then there will be a gathering here, and the meal will be at 9 until 10. In the afternoon, we'll have a lesson, which will begin at 2:45 p.m. until 4:30. Afterwards, during the week, Wednesday and Thursday, in the evening, we will have festive meals from 6 to 7 p.m. By the way, everything I'm saying now, we're all sent by mail, by announcements to everyone. So just stay in the loop, stay tuned, register for the meals and organize your coming week. Friday, we have a usual meal at 2:30 to 3:30, and next Shabbat will be also as usual, and Sunday is the next holiday, the second holiday of Passover, so we'll have a new lunch, or the meal in the afternoon from 2:30 to 3:30, and Shabbat, then Monday morning, we'll have a special lesson from 5 to 5:30, the preparation from 5:30 to 8, the lesson, and the meal will be from 9 to 10. And in the afternoon, again, it'll be later than usual, from 2:45 to 4:30. A few important things. From tomorrow, women can attend the lessons physically as well, and it will also, be possible to come during the noon lessons, here physically, for those who want to come watch the lessons physically. That's the way it'll be throughout Passover. So that's basically it. So we're getting into Passover. This is what's ahead of us in the coming week.
Good. So no more questions? All right. So? You have no news. Okay. Well, what song? Something.
So, two short announcements before we move to the song and to the meal. Dear friends, during Passover, from the 22nd to the 29th of April, there will be meals at the center in Petah Tikva. They will be broadcast with translation in the usual channels. A detailed schedule will be sent to everyone again. So pay attention. Again, from Monday 22nd, the building will be kosher for Passover. No chametz, no leaven is allowed. Now we'll go down to the morning meal at 11:45. We'll have the noon lesson, and at 12, the lesson itself. We'll end with the song.